Okay, so going back to themes about victim consciousness, I think it's very important to get across that the blame game never works, and actually peace is the only way to go. Self-love, self-acceptance, self-compassion are definitely underrated qualities. If we focused on those qualities in ourselves, we're able to give more. We can't give from an empty battery. So it is important to make time for yourself. It's not selfish to take time out, even if it's just once a week, to tune in to your inner quiet time. Demystify it. It doesn't have to be, meditation is not about sitting in some, cave. You can use guided meditation, white noise from YouTube, but just get quiet, and let the monkey brain settle. Deep breathing is a good way to focus, or focusing on the senses, as in, being able to what you can hear, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can touch. These are all things that will slow the brainwave patterns down. And then what will emerge is your own inner truth. Connect with your heart. If you put your hands on your heart, that will focus you. It will also, if you have a question to ask, but don't put any emphasis on the answer, the creative brain will come up with the solution. I've found over the years, that if I just allow that to happen, it happens naturally when I don't try too hard to force an answer. And just allow, it's like trying to find your keys, when you're trying to look. If you just leave it alone, then usually you remember where you last left them. So yeah, I think the main focus is moving forward. So not playing the blame game, because when we start doing that, remember we've all created these systems. So we all need to take responsibility for these systems. So there's no point in blaming the politicians, other people, projecting onto other people, because we've all played our part. So really it is about what we want to see in the world. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's already templates out there. If everyone or a lot of people got a copy of Neil Donaldson Walsh, his latest book, on Amazon, or go on his website, it's one of the Conversations with God series. It's not religious, so don't let the word God put you off.